looking at it, the council the other day, finally you guys got permission to set up the garages, but in general, starting to see a lot more activity around the building. Where are we at? What is going on there right now?
The great news is the funding is in place, Jason. It has always been our goal to do a historic rehab. We're using historic tax credits to showcase that this is a viable tool that anyone in our community can use to do their project. So we are taking advantage of both federal and state historic tax credits, plus some other programs that are offered to anyone in the state to help bridge the gap in financing to make a project like this happen. Because realistically, if it wasn't for these tools, we wouldn't be able to do this project.
Where is the actual work at? I mean, people have seen, when you go by, you see the windows, mm-hmm. and those stand out. What is now going on inside?
There's the asbestos has been removed, which had to happen before any real work could happen, and that has been completed. The back half of the roof is completed. A new roof is on. We're leaving the front half until later because some reinforcement has to happen, and also because we're putting a rooftop garden on the front part of that roof. So that will be later in the project. We also are starting construction on the new garages. They're on an adjacent property to the building, and we will have covered parking area, if you will, for each of the four tenants that will be leasing the spaces.
And what is the overall goal? When this building is done, what will be on each level of it?
It is a mixed-use project. It's high-end. It's not even market rate. It's above market rate. It is both commercial and residential. There will be four residential units all on the second story of the building. And on the ground floor of the building will be two, possibly even could be divided into three commercial spaces. Or it could be one commercial space for a large tenant. It's very flexible right now. And if there's someone interested, we could always build to suit.
And that's what I was going to say. Have you had contact from either possible tenants or possible businesses about this property?
We have, Jason. We have a list of 13 individuals that have expressed interest in the residential units, and a smaller list of about five, six that have expressed interest in the ground floor commercial space.
What does that show you? Even these aren't even built yet. You're already getting interest in the idea of moving forward beyond this.
The interest is supporting what we've always known, and that is that there was a need for some higher-end units in our community. I think that we have done an excellent job of creating market rate and even income-based housing. And we knew that there was that gap there for some higher-end upstairs downtown living. Someone you can live there comfortably all year round, but also if you're a snowbird, you can leave and know that your place is being well maintained, well cared for. Someone's keeping an eye out for it.
With the work really picking up here now, and you're starting to see all that go on, is there a timeline? Do you guys hope to have? When do you really hope? I guess you could say cut the ribbon on it.
We've set a deadline of October 15th. But we know that there are always those last-minute things that you have to finish out and complete, and a drop-dead time frame of December 15th. We will be showcasing the Eagles project when we host the Iowa Downtown Summit in August, August 21st, 22nd. We expect 350 people to our community from all over the Iowa and Illinois and Missouri, and we will do a tour of the Eagles project to showcase what it was. We will have photos of what it looked like, current condition, and also they'll see the work mid-project, and then many of those people will come back for the opening when it is complete.
Anything else about the project that people should know at this point?
The project's exciting. As I said, it is an historic rehab project. We are working with the National Park Service, the National Trust, the State Historic Preservation Office to keep and, where necessary, replicate the tin ceilings that are there, to maintain and, where necessary, replicate the ornamental plaster that's in the building, to do photographic documentation of the four murals that are in there so we don't lose them, that were painted directly onto the plaster work. and also to working diligently to make the windows fully functioning windows. Every window in the place will be restored to its original beauty, but also be fully functioning for the tenants in the building. It's going to be something that is nowhere else in Keokuk. The project, when we're finished with it, because of the mixed use, because of the historic tax credits, because of its high-end in nature, and because of the rooftop garden that we're creating, it is going to be a truly unique project. And it, for us, we hope that it's a stepping stone to another project. We do not, in the end, what we will do is we will sell the property. We do not intend to be landlords, but we do intend to do what is our goal and what Main Street is charged with, which is preserving, enhancing, improving the business climate and the buildings in the business climate. Put it back on the tax rolls. Make it a contributing building to our community and add to the vitality and the health of our downtown.